Well, you know, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
But we had tremendous success on The Apprentice, and when I ran for president, I had to leave the show. That's when I knew for sure I was doing it. And they hired a big, big movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to take my place. And we know how that turned out. The ratings went right down the tubes. It's been a total disaster, and Mark will never, ever bet against Trump again. And I want to just pray for Arnold, if we can, for those ratings. Okay?
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald.
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald.
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil!
Donald.
Trump.
Space.
Ben. Donald.
Trump.
Says.
Robert Pattinson should not take back Kristen Stewart. She cheated on him like a dog and will do it again. Just watch. He can do so much better.
Hi! Hi!
Donald
Trump.
Face in her.
Donald
Trump.
Says.
Everyone knows I'm right. That Robert Pattinson should dump Kristen Stewart. In a couple years, he'll thank me. Be smart, Robert.
Hi! Hi!
Donald
Trump.
Face. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, be a Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald
Trump.
World new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder. When
Donald
Trump
says.
Everyone's asking me to speak more on Robert and Kristen. And I don't have time, except to say. Robert, drop her. She cheated on you and she'll do it again.
Be hired. Hi, I'm
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be
high.
Hi, I'm
Donald
Trump.
Space.
Why, well, you think our country's so innocent?
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump!
Space not to love!
Donald Trump!
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Right in!
Donald Trump!
Space!
Come with me down in the White House. That is the place. The real
you
things get done.
Sit down.
Tired and cranky, and I feel like I could just freak out on somebody.
Oh, boys, I want you to know that I think you're the best six writers in movies today. I want you to know that I've had an idea for the next movie I'm going to produce.
We need a different story. The news should be about something else. We need some fake news. Let me hear that start again. No, it has to be scary. Make it scary. That's much better. We but behind. We but so not ready with you people. Ready? We need to make the White House great again.
You're the leader of the free world. Everyone is looking to you to be the calm and steady voice they all need.
We need some fake news. We need a war.
And I want you boys to write it. Here's my idea. It's great. You like it, huh?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Oh, yeah.
What do you like best about it?
Well, you haven't told us what it is yet.
What?
I like what he likes.
What do you like?
Oh, I like what he likes.
I like what he likes.
I'm just crazy about what he likes.
What do you like about it?
I agree with them.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. Now, here's the start of the movie. I see snow. White snow.
Think of the colors.
And in the snow, I see a tree. Wait, I haven't finished yet.
There more.
And by this tree, gentlemen, I see a dog.
Hooray!
And gentlemen, this dog goes up to the tree, and he piddles on it.
Hallelujah!
And we got a movie.
He tells it the way it is.
It's where it's at.
This is something else.
It's out of sight.
I like it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I promise I like it.
Sir, I don't know how to say this, but I've got to be perfectly frank. I really and truly believe this story of yours is the greatest story in motion picture history.
Get out! Oh. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's a yes man. Get out! Woo-hoo. I'll see you never work again! What do you think?
Well, I,
Just because I have an idea, it doesn't mean it's great. It could be lousy.
It could?
Yeah. What do you think?
It's lousy.
Well, you see, he spoke his mind. He said my idea was lousy. Just so happens my idea isn't lousy. So get out, you goddamn tinkle subversive! Get out! You!
Well, I think it's an excellent idea.
Are you a yes man?
No. I mean, there may be things against it.
You think it's lousy, huh?
No. It takes time.
Are you being indecisive?
Yes. Perhaps.
Now, I hope you three gentlemen aren't going to be indecisive. What the hell are you doing under that table?
We dropped our pencil.
Yeah.
Pencil droppers, eh?
No.
Right. Now, I want your opinion of my idea. You!
Ooh.
Has he had a heart attack?
Oh,
if there's one thing I can't stand, it's people who have heart attacks.
I feel fine now.
Well, what do you think?
What? You didn't ask me, you asked him.
Oh, you didn't ask me? You asked him.
Him.
I've changed my mind. I'm asking you, the one in the middle.
The one in the middle?
Yes, the one in the middle.
Mr. President? Mr. President, the Israeli Prime Minister is on line one. The Chancellor of Germany is on line two.
Hello? Yes, Demetrius. No, sorry, that's fine. Just
sacked
off. What the hell are you doing?
Thinking.
Get back in those seats immediately! Yeah, sure. Right! You The one in the middle, what do you think? Come on!
A sponge!
Did he say splunge?
Yeah. Yep.
What does splunge mean?
It means it's a great idea, but possibly not. I'm not being indecisive.
Good! Right. What do you think?
Splunge.
Okay.
Yeah, splunge for me too. Yeah.
So all three of you think splunge. We're getting somewhere. Oh, wait! A new angle. Oh. In the snow, instead of the tree, I see Rook Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of the dog, I see Doris Day.
Oh, yes.
And gentlemen, Doris Day goes up to Rook Hudson, and she kisses on him. Love story. Intercourse Italian style. David Hemmings is a hippie Gestapo officer. Frontal nudity, a family picture, a comedy. And then, when Doris Day's kissed Rook Hudson, she says something funny. Like... Doris Day, the comedian, not a newsreader. Get out! She says something funny, like...
Splunge.
That's the stupidest idea I ever heard. Get out! Doris Dog kisses Rock Tree and she says...
I can't take it anymore.
I like that. I can't take it anymore. And then Rock Hudson says, I'm a very rich film producer and I need a lobotomy. And then Doris Dog says, I think you're very handsome and I'm going to take all my clothes off. And then Doris Dog turns into a yak and goes to the bathroom on David Lemmy. No, wait. Hello?
Send in Steve Bannon.
Kill them immediately.
Yes, my lord. As you wish.
We need some fake news. We need a war.
Girls, delightful. Stop.
Could send you prose poems about scenery, but don't feel right spending your money. Stop. There is no war. Assigned Wheeler. Any answer?
Yes, dear Wheeler, you provide the prose poems. I'll provide the war.
The Bowling Green Massacre. Most people don't know that because it didn't get covered. The Bowling Green Massacre.
But Steve, I think that was bad. Was that bad?
Radical Islamic terrorists are determined to strike our homeland, and in many cases, the very, very dishonest press doesn't want to report it.
And we had to do it because of that huge massacre at Bowling Green.
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, it was horrible. So many people died.
But I think we all remember where we were when we didn't hear that nothing had happened. Just because it didn't happen doesn't mean it wasn't an inside job. Think about it. If America isn't going to be attacked, who's most likely not to do it? Us. That's why I'm a Bowling Green truther. I demand that the media not release the reports they did not do on the attacks that did not occur. We will have more on this story as it doesn't develop.
Forget what it was.
a dark day back in 011, like none I'd ever seen. Oh, why didn't I have just one more gun that day in Bowling Green? I gazed across those lollipop fields to the unicorn machine. When I saw the lie my enemy wields against our lovely Bowling Green. Oh, Bowling Green. I saw Obama raise his fist like a damn Mujahideen, and a team of libtards, lip and wrist, attacked my Bowling Green. And the scientists sneered and the networks lied, and I saw a gay marine. And untold white Americans died that day in Bowling Green. Oh, Bowling Green. Oh, why didn't we shut down that hall where the liberals convened? Why didn't we deport them all from our sacred Bowling Green? That hombres came from foreign lands just to kick us in the spleen. We need a hero large in hands to save our Bowling Green. Once girls were girls and men were men, there was nothing in between. Make America great again, starting with my Bowling Green.
Next, Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
Believe me, the wall is getting designed right now.
I could be right. Could be wrong.
I've learned a lot in the last 2 weeks. A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent? You think our country's so innocent?
I could be right. Could be wrong.
California in many ways is out of control, as you know. Obviously the voters agree, otherwise they wouldn't have voted for me.
I could be right. I could be right, I could be wrong, I could be black, I could be...
could be wrong.
Forget that. Forget all of that.
I could be right. Could be wrong.
It's like a surreal experience in a certain way.
I could be right.
And I can read the polls maybe better than anybody, because it seems that I understood the polls a lot better than many of the pollsters understood the polls, assuming they were honest polls, which I, you know, think probably many of them weren't. I really believe that.
I could be right. Could be wrong.
And I was a good student. I understand things. I comprehend very well, okay? Better than, I think, almost anybody.
They put a hot wire through my head, 'cause of the things I did and said. They made these feelings go away. I'm all doubted, you said, in every way. Your time has come, your second skin. Cost so high, the game so low.
May the road rise with you. May the road rise with you. May the road.
Thanks, so many thanks to
Spike, Jones,
and
Camper, Van, Beethoven,
and Public
Image.
Thanks to
Kristen, Stewart,
and South Park,
and
those
guys, and Monty, Python,
and those white
guys.
Thanks to
Melissa,
McCarthy,
and Stephen, Colbert,
and
Nick,
and
Gabe.
They wrote that.
Emperor, Palpatine,
my
Sith.
Thanks again.
At Golden Earring.
Playing this.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.